Good morning, everyone. Your favorite Mormon here. That's right. I am Paul, the Judged Mormon. And unfortunately, I am recording this for the second time because I got probably halfway through my podcast. And my phone was not on silent. It began to ring really loud. I was like, oh, this is unbelievable. Anyway, my phone's on silent. No more distractions in that way. But I do need to tell everyone, I did not think it was going to take so long to upload another podcast. I apologize. Everyone's been to my blog. Thank you for visiting. Thank you for comments. The emails I get, it's been really great. But in the past few weeks, I have met and spoken with a handful of individuals who have shared with me their thoughts and their displeasure of being judged themselves by members of their own Mormon congregation. This has let me know that I'm not the only Mormon who is judged by other Mormons. If you've read my blog post titled, Going to Hell, So I'm Told, I spoke of different ways that I've been taught through the years of many things that will send me to hell. This is something I did not mention in that blog, and that is, if a Mormon judges anyone, you go to hell. Before sitting down to this podcast, I got myself a nice, ever-so-sweet Starbucks caramel macchiato. Oh man, that is pure goodness. I love these things. Okay, back to the topic of the episode. As I said, I've spoken with a few people who feel they've been judged by members of their fellow church congregation, Mormon congregation. I would have loved to interview them for the podcast, but it just has not happened yet. You know, if anyone out there is being judged, you do have an open invitation to share your story. Email me, let's talk about it, you know, write your story down. Any way you want to share it, please contact me. Love to have you on the show, love to put you on my blog. Okay, anyway, the people that I've talked to in the past few weeks, they've been judged for divorce, not serving a Mormon mission, being seen at a restaurant having a glass of wine with their meal, and because of the way they dress. I couldn't believe some of the stuff I was hearing. Anyway, the one that completely dumbfounded me was someone being divorced and being judged by their fellow Mormons. Friends quit talking to them and just felt like she was kind of considered an outcast. People kind of quit talking to her at church. Anyway, let me tell you about this. Now, family is supposed to be the center of God's plan, according to Mormon teachings. Okay, I like family. I'm big on family. Make your family however you want, okay? Now, on my mission, I had a diagram I would draw out that would teach God's plan, and family was at the center of the plan. Now, God also wants us to be happy on earth and during our lifetime. I don't think anyone out there can really dispute that. Now, why would someone be looked down upon for getting divorced? I have no clue. But let me tell you about a friend of mine. This is not the same lady, but this was a personal friend of mine who got married to the temple. And no joke, her husband began cheating on her within 2 or 3 weeks of getting married. I mean, how do you take that? I mean, I would be completely devastated. All right, anyway, she goes and talks to her bishop. He encourages her to work through the issues with her piece of shit husband. Yeah, that's right. That's exactly what he is, a piece of shit. My friend said she followed the advice given to her from her bishop, and she thought, maybe if my body looks better, my husband will quit cheating on me and like me better. So she began going to the gym, she got a personal trainer, she changed her diet, all in the hopes that her husband would quit cheating on her. Well, he didn't stop, and her bishop just continued to tell her to work through it, talk with your husband, work through the issues, and her husband became verbally abusive to her, and I think the last straw was when he started to become physically abusive and she just said, that's it. I'm done with this marriage. I'm not going to deal with it anymore. All right, well, let me tell you. That's bull crap that she is told by church leaders. Work through your problems. Okay, I get that. Nobody's married and doesn't have some problems that arise from time to time. But something as big as cheating on your spouse and being verbally abusive? No, nobody should have to put up with that. And especially physical abuse. So, divorce is something that the Mormon Church looks at as a last resort, and they don't like it. But I think some church leaders need to have some balls and say, hell yeah, get rid of that piece of garbage spouse of yours who's been cheating on you for years and abusing you verbally, possibly physically. Let's turn your life around so you can be happy, because that is what God wants for you. God wants you to be happy. Now listen, I want to tell everyone listening, never look down on anyone who gets divorced. You have no idea what's happened to get someone to that point. You have no idea. Now, some of the people that have been judged, how about a friend of mine that this one kind of baffled me when I heard it. He was tattletailed on to the bishop. All right, what? Tattletailed? I mean, what are we in freaking second grade? All right, here's the background. My friend receives a call to schedule an appointment with the bishop because he wanted to have an interview. Well, my friend showed up at the appointed day and time, and the bishop confronted him about a sin another church member told him about that my friend had committed. Whoa. To me, that's a big red flag. I've always thought repentance was voluntary, not forced. And why would a bishop automatically believe, without question, a rumor that he is hearing? Now, my friend did not, this was not a grievous sin my friend committed. Even by Mormon standards, it wasn't a huge grievous sin. Now, according to my friend, the bishop told him when they sat down that he knows my friend has sinned and has been, okay, wait for it. You ready for this sin that he supposedly committed? He was seen drinking a beer. Oh my gosh. Without allowing my friend to repent on his own, which who knows, maybe my friend did repent by praying to God and asked for forgiveness. But the story gets better. Little deal breaker here. It wasn't beer. The bishop didn't know anything more than what a fellow churchgoer told him. Guess what? My friend did not have a beer. Now, I'm saying beer with the air quotation marks as I say it, because it was non-alcoholic beer. That's right. They do make non-alcoholic beer, for those of you who may not know. It exists. Heck, you can find at restaurants apple beer. I mean, come on. There's no alcohol in it. It says right on it, non-alcoholic. And you can find beer that says right on the can, non-alcoholic, or the bottle. But without any question or knowing anything, my friend was immediately judged by someone who didn't know the story. And guess what? There is no story. My friend had a non-alcoholic beer. That is not against any Mormon teaching. Okay? Mormons teach we don't drink alcohol. So don't be a tattletale thinking you're going to save everybody. Anyway, so you can read in the Doctrine and Covenants, which is a Mormon scripture that says not to drink alcohol. Well, my friend didn't drink alcohol, and he was accused and judged by someone else as being a sinner for not drinking and didn't commit a Mormon sin. So again, here's my advice. Don't judge anyone. It's simple. Yes, Mormons are taught not to judge anyone. So who's the sinner here? Well, I believe it's probably the individual who went to the bishop to tattletale on someone else. Okay? Now, I know a kid who took an empty beer can and filled it with water and walked around with this beer can with water at a party because he wanted to feel like he fit in. You don't know someone's story, so let it go. Don't judge other people. Even if they are drinking a beer or coffee or tea, which all these drinks are Mormon sins, let it be between God and the individual. Don't feel like you need to intervene and act like you're somebody's personal savior. Because guess what? In the Christian world, Jesus Christ is a savior, not you. Let me take a break here. Take a sip of this sweet espresso drink that I have. Oh man, fantastic. Okay. So this is a shorter podcast because these people I've talked to are nervous about sharing their story with their voice out of fear of being judged. If someone recognizes their voice, I get that. I really do. I had someone look at my blog at something as being anti-Mormon. Well, if someone reads my blog posts, it is definitely not anti-Mormon. I do not blog about anything that is not referenced back to church publications or their website, talks from other church leaders. And if I'm not referencing stuff to the church, I'm talking of my own experiences in my blog. I think maybe the questions I ask or topics I've researched may make some people uncomfortable because they may be hearing some church history for the first time that they've probably never been taught in church. Okay, I get it. That can make some people uncomfortable. Well, anyway, I'm going to finish with this. Be a good person. Don't judge anyone because that is not what we are on earth for. If you want to help someone, be a good example to them. Be their friend. Talk to people. Get to know them. Get to know their story. Because people truly are fascinating. And to the lady who offered up a prayer for me while we sat next to each other on a flight to Utah, I want to thank you on this podcast for that prayer. This lady was pretty phenomenal. She was on her way to Phoenix and was not Mormon. But as we talked, she offered up a prayer for me as we sat in the plane together. It was beautiful. This lady had an incredible story and is one of the kindest people I ever met. I'm very glad that we struck up a conversation and I got to know her. Truly an incredible individual. As always, you can contact me if you want to share your story or give me any comments or feedback. You can email me at thejudgedmormon@gmail.com. Check out my Instagram for some of my quotes that I feel are uplifting, called Judged Mormon. And if you don't want to be interviewed, please, again, write me your story so I can share it on my blog and talk about it on my podcast. Sharing your story can be very powerful for you and me as I hear it. And you never know if your story will impact someone's life and be an encouragement for them in some way. Well, this is the end of today's podcast. Sorry it was so short. Thank you so very much for listening to me, Paul, the Judged Mormon. Until next time, I hope you all find some happiness every single day. And yeah, till next time.